Blog Talk Radio.
For the blog.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Friday the 13th Psychic Love Doctor Show. Jim and I did a little research today, and he'll be sharing, some of the events that occurred over
there. They're not happy events. Well, one actually is.
I don't think anything happy has happened.
Actually, something has.
Okay.
And I'll let you know later, but let's get the show going, and then we'll drop into that.
Yes, we will.
I can tell you what it was real quick. The Olympics returned to Athens on a Friday the 13th. That's where the Olympics were born.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, that was the good thing. That's all we got good going for that day.
So yes, we are, tonight is Rebel Card Night, so get ready. These cards, he filters out some of them. I think they're too brutal. They're just not.
You're lucky she's here, because I'd read what I draw, and you might cry. You might cry like a little baby if you heard what it said, but she stops me.
Oh. Loves humanity, you know what I mean?
Yeah, life is not fair. Quit sugarcoat everything. You're not going to be ready for traversities and stuff like that. You know,
traversities?
Travesties.
Or did you mean tragedies?
Travesties. You know what a travesty is, do you not?
Yeah, I wonder what traversities are. Well, anyway.
I think that is a word, but it doesn't mean that.
Bear in mind, especially if you're new, we're using ordinary playing cards for these readings. This is a method, as you heard in the intro, my grandmother taught me back in the early 80s. And I actually took her, she gave me the fundamentals and the principles. And over, it was almost, 82, 92, 2002. I would say over the next 20 years, I spent my time advancing those principles and beginning to write my book.
You said 1982?
Yeah, 92. And
that puts it over 40.
Oh, my God. When did I get so old?
State of mind. State of mind.
Oh, yeah, that's what they say. Except my mind is leaving. I don't know about the rest of you.
Leaving on a jet plane.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. Well, anyway, we'll get back to this. So please don't confuse this with tarot, oracle cards, or any of the other great systems that are out there. We are just using ordinary playing cards. And always bear in mind that what comes through in readings is all about potential. None of it is ever written in stone. Because you know what? Our day-to-day lives are actually very fluid. Now, yes, occasionally I will see something that cannot be altered by choice and change. But we can prepare for it. And it's in that preparation that we are able to use some power over that situation by not overreacting, by having contingency plans. You know, you see what I mean? So also I want you to know that for each caller, I will be laying out a full 24-card layout. This is a bit time-consuming. It takes me a minute or so, but it's what I'm used to, and it's actually the same spread, the same layout that we use in private sessions. And it gives me more intuitive insight about you, other things are going on in your life that are impacting your situation. Now, normally I will only answer the questions, one or two that you're able to have for a reading under this time constraint that we have. in a private session, you could ask all the questions you wanted. So if I see something that's very significant, I will bring it out and make sure that you are aware. So with that said, I'm going to get ready here to turn this over to our very own Jimbo Baggins. He's there with you, Facebookers, on the Psychic Love Doctor page where we are streaming live. And he's right here with me for you blog talkers. And he is...
I just called in to make everything, make sure everything's good. It's
That's
good.
Right, and he's got us on track.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. But before we get into all that stuff, let's remind everybody this show is for educational and informational purposes only. And also, let's let everybody know, hey, if you're international, whether you're calling in or you're on Facebook watching the show, let us know. And we will give you an international shout-out, like to Laura from Canada.
Laura! Oh, Laura's in the house.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Let's see. I gave the number, right?
Yes.
And when you call in that number, you'll be told that, hey, you're going to go basically on hold and wait, and you can hear the listen to the show while you wait, which is cool. That means everything works good. I just did it. If you don't hear a show, something is not right in Bangkok, then you must recall. Recall? I said it again. You must call back or redial. I don't think recall is the proper term right here. I said it yesterday, too. But you'll be on hold for however long. You know, it's very popular. If you're first, you're less, obviously. We take them in order. We note the order. Nobody's going to jump in front of you. No cuts in line. When we take you live, please do the following things if you legally and safely can. First things first, it's the most important one, is get rid of that speakerphone and Bluetooth, or Bluetooth. Usually it's not both, obviously. Get back to the old school, pick up that phone and press it to your head, all right? And then, in the meantime, get all your background sounds, your sounds out there, shut them down, kill them, murder them. You probably ever watching TV, you got to kill time. Listen to the radio, I don't know what you're doing. Make everything nice and library quiet. Also, stop any multitasking, walking around, doing stuff, picking up. Maybe you just got home and you're cleaning up and stuff or whatever, getting ready to go out later. Perfect scenario, you park your butt somewhere in a nice, quiet, comfortable place. It has great self-ownership.
Yes.
And we say these things not because we're jackwads. We say these things because the phone call after you call your little cell phone or landline, if you have one, whatever, it goes into the blog talk. And then from there comes to our computers and comes out our computer speaker. So there is going to be a loss of quality. Sometimes it's minimal. Sometimes it's a lot. So everything you can do on your end, you'll make it better for all of us. You, her, and the people listening to. So please do all these things if you legally and safely can. Now for the folks that cannot call in, we're going to always try to make time to get the Facebookers in here because typically it's the international folks. They can't call because, damn, that's a lot of money. You know, or even sometimes people that are domestic, their phone died or totally dead in the recharging thing off. But they could Facebook us, Messenger, or type it in the question. So we'll open up the floor, but we'll announce it. So don't start typing stuff. Don't get crazy. And don't do anything crazy until we open that door, that Facebook door.
Yeah! And yes, we can do Facebook.
All right. That sound is yeehaw, Rebel Yell, because we're doing Rebel cards tonight. So when you hear that redneck yelling, means your call's not over, but your reading with Deborah's over. And before your call comes to a conclusion, I'm going to give you a single Rebel card. It's Friday's Rebel cards. This isn't going to be any Archangel Michael going on your butt here, okay?
That's sacrilegious that you just said.
Is it really? Is it a sin to kiss a butt?
He might.
I don't remember. Let me look at the commandment. Thou shalt not kiss butt. I didn't see that.
Maybe he would just tap you on your rear end with his sword
and
to wake you up.
Metaphorical. Like he's trying to make you feel good and happy and puppies. Oh, there's puppies and... Puppies are on unicorns going through rainbows, you know. No. These cards, like she said before, if I could pull the cards that come out and just let them fly, You might feel saddened, actually. She makes me filter. I want one day. You know, you think it would be this day, Friday the 13th, but it shall not be.
No, those some of those cards are mean.
So,
and we
it's
don't
one
do,
day a week.
We don't do mean-spirited things.
But if
here.
You told them up front, hey, you might get a card, Dad isn't going to tell you you're a sweet little pumpkin. You might get one that says, you're a big baby, shut up.
You would enjoy that way too much.
That would be hilarious. But anyway, then what's the card? That's a rebel card. It is what it is. Now, it'd be different if you get Archangel Michael said, why don't you shut your ass up? Now, that would be some shit if Michael said that, wouldn't it?
That's why you've got to see that movie, Michael, about the angel.
I don't know anything you're talking
Have
about.
Have any of you seen it? John Travolta was this butt-scratching, smoking, drinking angel. Might have been an archangel. I don't know.
But that sounds like a pretty old movie.
Well,
I mean, you know what I mean.
It was, I mean.
It sounds like an 80s or 90s movie. Well, not 80s, probably like a 90s
probably
movie.
Probably 90s.
Okay.
Yes.
So I don't know anything you're talking about.
So she always feels energized on Friday the 13th.
Yeah, maybe it's, maybe there's evil in her.
So you wouldn't mind walking under a ladder?
Ooh.
You know, or what's the deal with the black cats? They can't, they're not
now,
supposed to cross your path.
Or bad luck. And that's a whole different topic. You could research on that.
It's interesting though, isn't it? There's no floor 13. In elevators. Well, there's no floor.
I wonder if they stopped doing that, though.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Last few times I've been to a hotel, there was no 13. It went 12, 14. So, I got the cards. They're sizzling.
Yeah,
so they're ready.
I'm ready, too. Let's roll. Daddy-o. We're going to area code 520.
Well, that's got to be our very own.
Arizona.
Yes, Lisa.
Lisa, Lisa.
Uh-oh.
We have is Lisa down? We got Lisa down. We got Lisa down.
Well, call us back.
Well, wait a minute. Sometimes she's got some electronic stuff. I mean, there's been a little pauses before where she's all of a sudden, can you hear me now?
That sounds dead as a doornail.
It does sound muted. It does sound muted. That's the sound of mute.
Mute.
Lisa, if you are trying to talk to us, check all your mutes. Sometimes you can accidentally hit those, when you do the phone in the face, like we say, sometimes that cheek will push a little button. Sometimes it'll help call. Sometimes you'll put yourself on mute. Sometimes you'll do a three call, and you might call freaking Bob's Whorehouse or something at the same time. I don't know. All right, we're going to put Lisa temporarily on hold, and we shall go back to her. And that brings us to, I don't have to look this up because I can't. We're going to all ones. It's a Skype call. We don't know where they're calling from.
Hello there, and welcome to the show. Who are we speaking to? Something's wrong. Something's wrong. Is something not plugged in? You heard me, though, right?
When I've heard you, and check. I did a check on here.
Oh, boy.
Let me do a quick little troubleshoot. All right, folks, don't freak out, don't hang up. I'm gonna do a quick troubleshooting check here and see what we're set on speakers. My computer says those are the speakers.
Could there be anything? Well, it wouldn't be working.
Comes out of here.
Well,
let me try. Let me do this. Don't fret, folks. It's Friday. We're
13th.
It is.
There it is.
We're not shutting this shit down on 8 o'clock sharp, Eastern time. Don't worry. I'm going to call in and see if I fail also. All right, here we go. I'll play some Jeopardy, final Jeopardy.
Did you want me to talk?
Hey.
Yeah, there you are. So why aren't other people first?
What are you doing? Hey, I was calling in this show here. I was wondering if I could order a freaking pizza
and then buy a couch.
I
just hung up on myself because I was being rude. All right. Anyway, okay. So maybe it was a coincidence. They both were busy on mute.
Wow.
Quite possible. shit happens.
We'll pick somebody else then.
Well, we'll go back though, because maybe
you could have Laura call in.
You could relax. Maybe they just had to go quit a little tinkle tinkle. If somebody's been on holding since way before the show, they're not going to be gone long. Let's give 520 another try. 520, are you here now this time? There. Hello? Hello?
Princess?
Ooh, look, 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 look.
No, she's not there.
All right. Well, here's the deal, folks. I don't know if you can hear us or not. I just called in. I heard the show. We had communication. Let's move on. Let's try another one here. We're going to go to try area code 216. Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yeah,
yes.
We can hear you. Some other folks must have been on mute.
Where are you calling us from, my dear?
Hi, I'm calling from Ohio. My name is Sharon. I haven't called in a while.
Oh, Sharon, I remember you. Yes.
Do you remember
how are you doing in this? Oh, yeah.
Keeping busy.
You've asked me questions about your work, about your evaluation. I remember you.
All right, what do you got, Deb?
So here's my question today. You need my state? I'm from Ohio, by the way.
Yes, all the way to go.
So when I talked to you about, it was probably 4 months ago, 3 months ago, you had mentioned, and I remember this, I asked you about a particular person. You said you don't see her there. You didn't know she was going to leave or get sick. Well, she's in the hospital, and I just wondered, I don't need to know her medical. I know it's not. You don't answer questions. Most people don't. But do you feel that she is going to be out for a while?
Okay.
Are you working in her place or no?
We all are. We're all picking up the plate. It's just so busy. Yeah, we're all pitching in. Not just me,
well,
we all are.
That helps, then. It's not just one person having to shoulder that. International shout out to Mike from the UK.
Mike, woohoo.
Welcome, Mike. I was getting ready to ask another question. Is Laura the only one here that can type? But now I'm glad that other people are. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right, I'm laying out your cards.
So, like, what's coming out? What cards are throwing out at you about that or anything else?
They'd be going down.
Oh, boy. And are you privy to any knowledge about why she's there? Or is it just mysterious that she's in the hospital?
Oh, no. She's, it's a appendix.
Okay.
Wow. Was it like bad enough where they burst and they have issues or did
you
catch it?
It's not good.
Yeah, that is not good when it actually does the burst. That's poison being released. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Is she young or not so young?
She's middle. How's that? 40s?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, middle of the pack.
You know, I suppose it can happen, but I've only ever heard of people like up to their 20s having this happen. Yeah. They were the only age group that I knew had appendix issues. I don't know. I think she's in a bit of a major setback right now. And
Her recovery is going to take longer.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that she's coming back that soon. There's a secret around this.
Secret.
So there may be more to this.
More here than meets the eye.
And I'm no surgeon, so I can't really say. Well, they might open her up and
The flabber tubes and the single schmutz were not looking too good. All right, what do you got there?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Only her closest friends know what's really going on.
Okay.
And I don't think she wants to say to others. So right now I would say she's in a setback and her recovery may take longer and be more difficult than she's expecting. I'm not seeing that she's going to pass away from this, but they may have found out that she would pass away.
She's not going to go to
I'm so sorry. I can't hear when two people. I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you said. I apologize.
That's okay. Sorry, I just choked on my water.
Okay.
No, I'm saying that I don't feel that she's going to pass away. But I feel there's a complication here that is going to delay her. And I'm not saying that it's something dire, like they opened her up and went, oh, my God, she's full of cancer. No, it's not like that.
I know.
But if her appendix burst,
there's that. Right.
Yeah. how are you doing? Because I'm looking at your cards.
Ooh.
And I see, no illness for you, Sharon. But there's a big trip for you.
I'm getting older. You just never know. I mean, this came out of the blue. You just never know. But you see a trip. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I got up last Saturday, and I was incredibly dizzy, feverish.
That's what I mean.
I was going between, like, ridiculous laughing jags into tears. And out here where we live, we have Navy ships that deploy sometimes up to a year.
Wow.
And when they come back, they bring back viruses from the Middle East and from
the continent,
the Mediterranean.
Places that we don't frequent for every day.
And it's like they've been in a tin can, you know. And we get those where we're very sad or we're like half insane with laughter. It's weird. Yeah, I see an upcoming trip for you. And there's a man involved.
Okay.
Very, very nice. Very handsome. Tall, dark, and handsome. I like it. I like it.
Why is that appealing?
It's kind of sultry.
Yeah. I'm just wondering why.
Well, look, you got Brad Pitt over here.
It's
he's
very
Mr.
appealing.
Yeah, and then you've got St. George Clooney
over Brad,
here.
Who's not dark.
Well, he's not dark, but I said... He's a blondie.
But they seem to do all right in the women category. They seem that they're appealing to some people.
Gee, if an ugly guy had $1 million to $1 billion in the bank.
I think Clooney banks.
I wasn't attracted. I don't care.
Okay?
I don't need that money. I'm a very authentic person.
Yeah.
And money's important to me, but you know what? There's got to be something there. I've always been like that. But I never attract men that are like.
I don't either. Mine usually come wearing a barrel.
Always.
You know, so there better be something there.
You know, that's pretty soon that term is not going to be
known.
No, they don't know what it means.
That was like cartoons they used to show them like that.
But honestly, you see no health issues with me. I am so grateful because I'm not getting any younger. I shouldn't even talk about it. I never do, and that's going to jinx me. So that's terrible to even – I've never even gone down that road. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And it does become more of a concern as we get older.
I just knock on wood a lot when I do stuff like that. I always knock on wood.
And it was kind of like how when I was birthing babies, my first one I had at age 20, and I got right up after that C-section, and I'm bebopping down the hall.
Wow.
The fifth one, I could barely move. And I think by then I was 36. So each time, you know, it just got harder and harder for a fast recovery.
I know.
But
I'm not ashamed of my age, but still.
Well, I think we ladies should really appreciate aging gracefully and not running out for all this plastic face surgery. And they look like freaks when they go do that, you know. So anyway.
I know. I agree.
Add to you here that, yes, I'm taking a trip soon, like within 3 months. Are you planning to go somewhere?
That soon. We may. I'm just going to take it day by day. I don't push anything. I don't force myself on anybody. I don't get obsessed. Friends. Let's just see what happens. And what I'm saying? We don't push each other. And I can't even say he's my boyfriend yet. After you date him for a while, then he becomes a boyfriend. But when you date him for a couple of times,
they have to prove themselves worthy.
Thank you.
Like on Seinfeld with the contraception.
And I don't chase. They chase me. I mean, I won't sit there and call. They always, in the beginning anyway, they call me. They open the door for me. They pay for my dinner. And then after, of course, after a while, then you help out. But I'm an old school person.
Yes, I am too.
You think I'm wrong? No, because it's going that way.
By nature, men are hunters and pursuers.
I agree.
You know, they engage the chase, whether they're chasing a deer or a woman, you know. And we are more of the nesters and nurturers, you know. We are.
I agree.
I know, Jim. Yeah, we're coming.
Can I ask one little quick question before the bell rings out? Do you see work going good? Do you see work going well for me the next couple months? I don't know what they're going to do about our reviews, since someone else will give it. But do you feel that things are going to go smooth in the next couple months with my team?
Yes, I do. And you may have to get. Are you in charge of the team?
I can't say that. I'm in charge of a lot of stuff, as all four of us are. We have different things we do that we're in charge of. I can't say I'm in charge of everyone. No, I can't say that. We're all in charge of different things. How's that? We all work together. I don't like that word.
Okay.
So go on.
Sure to come true. So be prepared. I feel that you are going to have a difference of opinion over, not immediately, because you are really secure in your job from what I see, Sharon. You are very secure. Good.
I love it.
You're going to be able to speak out more openly and say, hey.
That's so perfect that you said that. I've never done that. You're right.
Well, you will, because the distribution of, I don't want to call it labor, but you know what I mean, the tasks that need to be done, some of it is going to seem unfair and needs to be better handled. You know how it is in a business? Somebody is really good, and I think it might be you, who is very efficient. They get stuff done. They can be counted on. They make, you know, deadlines. But then that person, everything kind of seems to cave in on them, because they'll say, well, you did so well at that. Here's another job for you and another. And pretty soon you're like, wait a minute here. Yeah. So
I got you.
Jim is saying I've got to move up. Yeah! I'm going to wrap this up. So here you go.
Rock and roll. The Rebel card reading subject is shit is going down with your job is the subject of the card. Reevaluate, change your perspective, or effing quit.
Well, I don't think it's going to come to that. I think you're going to just have to.
The first thing I said was reevaluate. So there might be some challenges coming up where you got to either rise up to the challenges, or you're going to succumb, like anything that happens in a job.
We had one lady that called us a lot, and she was like this, so efficient, excuse me, that they piled everything on her. And she eventually said, hey, I need an assistant. I can't do all of this by myself. And they did get her. She wanted to ask in the cards if they would agree to get her one, and sure enough, they did. So, Sharon, take good care of yourself. Don't get sick.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
I know, but you see everything's okay at work.
I
know.
I do.
Overwhelmed. Thank you.
You've proven yourself in many ways, yes. Take care and call us again real soon. You're so welcome.
Y'all come back now. You hear?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. We're going to go back to the beginning of our list and try this again.
Ooh,
so we know that the system is working. Now let's see if maybe there was just something going on. Let's try 520. We're going to give you another shot. Lisa, are you here?
All right,
we're going to try the next one, and then I'm going to recommend those two hang up and call back if they're both not there. We're going to all ones. We're going to Skype. Skype, you're live. Skype.
Hello. Hello.
All right. I would recommend the Skype caller.
Well, just disconnect her, yeah.
I'm going to hang up on you. They should be able to hear us. So
call back.
There's some kind of snafu. We know it's not the whole system because I got through and we took it. Call back. I will hold your place in line. Oh, what? Skype said, yeah, I got you. And I'm going to hang up on Lisa, and then she can call back. And let's see. We just took, which one did we just? We just did 216, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You bloody well. Right. All right. Then let's go to our next caller. going to go to, where are you? Oh, my area code 504 down in Louisiana. 504, welcome to the show.
Hello there, and welcome to the show. What is your name?
Well, hello.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a weird connection. Hi, yes, I'm from Louisiana. You already nailed it. My name is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Kelly, were you the Kelly that was chatting with us? Oh, that was a Shelly. Never mind. My brain is not happy.
Well, Kelly, we're glad to have you on the show with us. What brings
you
this evening? What would you like?
Well, I think I talked to you maybe a year or two ago once before because you guys cracked me up. I remember laughing. I said, oh, this is the same people.
Right.
I'm actually asking a question about something that I have never really asked about, but because it's a concern. It's about health-wise because it's not going anywhere but down, it seems like, and I'm a positive person, so trust me, I'm not blowing it out of proportion, but it's keeping me from having the life that I like. And I was just kind of I'm just going to put it out there. There you go.
And can you tell us a little bit about this situation? I mean, if it's too personal, maybe just...
No, it's every day that there's something that's... It's almost every day. Something's falling apart. But, yeah, I was in an accident. That helped. But and now it's just... I don't feel good every day now. It used to be... now every day is a battle. I just don't feel good. It's not just now. It's just this physical structure, and I don't get sick normally. But now I've actually got food poison for the first time, so which means my immune system is probably down. But I'm not I'm a get up, lick your wounds, and move on kind of person. But it's starting to really get me down because I can't bend over. I can't pick up. I can't walk long, I can't stand up long, and it's I can't live this way anymore. So I just wanted to see if there's anything in the cards that might say, okay, it's going to get better.
are you having pain?
Yes.
Or you're having pain. Pain is usually
yes.
in
every day.
All right.
Every day.
Every day. As we get older, we start to have, I don't know, let me look at the cards and we can talk. But as we get older, we start noticing things about our bodies that always seem to be so bulletproof, And I'm sure your car accident didn't help in the least either.
One would think that it can't be a coincidence.
Have you taken this to your doctor? Have you talked to anybody about it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I stopped going to doctors because they're not helping. I didn't go to doctors for decades. And then after the accident, I went to more doctors in those couple of years than I did my entire life. So, yeah, they've never really been – I'm not a big fan of the health industry because they certainly have not helped me.
It's very much become an assembly line, I think. And they don't take – personal interest that I think in their pledge, I think they've forgotten a little bit of that.
They're not healers, they're distributors.
Like that.
A lot
that's
of them
true.
A lot of them want the bigger the numbers, the bigger the money coming in.
Sure,
right?
It is.
And if somebody has a problem, they have to spend a lot of time with that, and then they're not getting the big numbers. All right.
Okay. What I'm picking up is something concerning your home that can be contributing to this. It's, in fact, it's right, smack dab in front of me. And so I want to know, do you own your own home?
Yes.
Okay. Have you had any ventilation troubles, any, mold? I'm just thinking, but it is saying it's something pertaining to your home.
Do you have a basement? You're in Louisiana. You probably don't have a basement.
Right. We have, we'd be that would be our pool if it was a basement.
That would be your indoor pool.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Well, and I think this is why there's been such a hard time to get it properly diagnosed.
Is your building made of brick and stone?
It's wood. It's a good wood house.
Okay, it's wood. Okay, I'm doing that because some radon is also an issue, and a lot of times that's associated with brick and stone, and it accumulates in lower areas.
Sure.
A lot of time
and do you folks use any pesticides like exterminators?
I don't use pesticides at all. No. Huh?
Yeah, we're just spitballing here. Just something to look at is maybe it's something that is right under your very nose, possibly.
Do you have pets?
One kitty. It's outside. And one little kitty. She comes in and out. Yeah.
Well, I would recommend that maybe you speak to somebody who does Reiki. They can be, Reiki masters can be awesome at finding an issue.
Wouldn't hurt that for sure. And they're usually pretty cheap.
They're not very expensive.
They're usually pretty cheap. Yeah.
Homeopaths, they are very good too.
I'd get on the internet because there's places that can come and inspect your home for weird stuff like that that can cause medical issues.
Do you find that it's localized in a certain area, or do you just feel it kind of pained all over?
What's the question about pain?
Your physical pain.
It's of course the five discs, the back, the sciatica, and then the joints, and then I was even taught you never talk about finances or health because you become a bore, and I'm really feeling uncomfortable even talking about it, but that's why I called. So, and I never used to get headaches. I'm getting now nausea, which I was out on that. Totally was out on that.
You might consider consulting a chiropractor.
Well, sure,
some people
do. Had the medical, right? Yeah, so,
some,
yeah,
you
sure
do.
Husband, yeah.
I do. Mm-hmm.
What they've said to me over there, I was in a really bad car accident myself, and chiropractic was the only thing that would take that pain. And I had headaches all the time, couldn't sit in a chair, and I was a kid. I was like 16, 17 years old. But they said they did the entire adjustment in one visit to be able to walk out because it would be too traumatizing to us.
Right.
I feel you're going to find the cause
of this. That's the big picture thing. Good.
Yeah. And people that dismiss you, they're going to find themselves going down the same road one day, you know. So just make sure. I think, Jim, you were kind of right. It's something pertaining to a fume.
Well, it could be. She's already got the disc issue.
Yeah.
And maybe it's making her system ultra sensitive to everything now that it wasn't before.
It's a lot more than that. But yeah, but it's a great idea. Yeah, but it does. But no, there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm just not going to say. I was just curious and just,
stress.
It's frustrating because I'm not able, I have a great job. It doesn't have any health insurance whatsoever and I'm needing it more than ever. And I don't want to leave a job that I love for the first time, but I have no health insurance.
I thought Obamacare was out there to save the entire planet.
Yeah. Thought it was still ongoing. And some people are getting it for
Obamacare. I thought that was the savior.
Oh, it still costs.
Imagine that. Hear that, everybody? Yeah. I hated that crap.
Yeah.
My insurance rates shot up after that. I don't care what anybody says.
No, we're all going to pay
for it.
Somebody's
got to pay for it.
One way or another. Yep. But I just want to give you some hope and some faith that I see that it's going to get treated. And you are going to feel fine again. Even though I'm not supposed to say that, but I'm going to say it.
It's not a medical opinion. It's what her cards are showing. So, yeah.
I know. I like that. That's nice.
Yeah. You want me to do it?
And Jim is going to give you a rebel card reading. But, Kelly, call back often because the more we do this, the more we can get to the core of
more
things.
More details will come out. And real quick.
Yeah.
Here's your rebel card reading.
Okay.
You need some effing yoga in your life. ancient stuff is cool. So maybe
they are finding amazing things with this yoga.
And I'm not. And yoga is an example. Maybe you need to find some ancient type of stuff.
You can do it.
Things out
sitting
there. Things
on
out
the
there.
Couch
and
or
not,
in a chair.
Yoga is like an example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are some wonderful
other non-Western medical stuff might be out there that would help you.
Well, I am a firm believer in Eastern medicine. I wish we could get more of it into our, you know, medical. But like you said, they're distributors.
Yeah, and you got to try a lot of doctors to find the one that really
and preventative
isn't trying to get 100 people a day in his office.
I think it's awesome that they finally recognize it. Mammograms should be proactive and paid for by insurance, you know, because why shouldn't we find out that the boobies are good? They're doing fine.
Save the tatas.
Yes. So, Kelly, keep calling because it'll be good to keep working on this. And you have people around you that have let you down, you know. Did you say that?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think hit the nail on the head there,
and,
Deb.
Yes.
And, you know, it can be very alienating when people like our own kids will be like, Mom, I really don't want to hear about that. Well, after a while, you run out of people to talk to.
You have dogs.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, we have, she's got a
kitty.
They
do it their own way.
Yeah.
I mean, they give you that look, and they give the medicine that not everybody will give you, which is constant, unconditional love.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're busy. Well, you know what? I want you to know. I repeat, this is going to get solved for you. Maybe not in one day.
Likely not. Yeah, you're not winning the medical lottery, bro.
I bet. I'm seeing the number six. 6 months. 6 months. We'll give it.
As long as it's not three sixes.
Oh, I was hiding my horns.
Oh, the beast. All right.
Well, you got a good sense of humor. I like
that. That helps.
Yeah.
If you don't have that.
I was raised that way. You can cut off an arm, we'd find a joke about it. Just call me Lefty. I don't, you know, it's no. I mean, it's nothing nothing to whine about.
You got to laugh about stuff or you will go nuts.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling and holding.
Yeah,
you're welcome to call each and every show.
So take care.
Thank you.
And think positively.
Yes. Well,
thank you.
Just keep on, honey.
Keep the chin up, as the old cliche is.
Big hug.
Thank you so much. This is the callback. So we're going to, I think 111 is going to be able to get through now because.
Yeah, there she is.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm so sorry for the noise. I apologize to you completely. But thank you.
Glad you called back because there was some kind of weird. Two of you that were really called really early for some reason had issues. And Lisa never called back. If you're listening, Lisa, you should call back. But anyway, it's Melissa time now.
Can you hear me anything on the topic about yesterday?
I mean, about them dividing their assets and
anything. Okay.
All right, anything. Well, let's go see. Have you heard from them yet?
I know you're busy. Thank you.
Did you hear from him?
I don't know if this is damaged, but I don't care. Donating it.
Did he call
you? I'm sorry,
yes,
ma'am. Go ahead. Not today.
Okay.
Wait about 5 seconds.
Yesterday?
4 days ago.
Okay. Just wondered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we shall see. Let me see.
Please, thank you.
Yeah, sure. This is of interest to us, too.
Please, thank you.
No problem. Start going down. I'm glad that you called back.
I wonder if people get disconnected when they're holding.
They weren't disconnected.
Could you?
Oh. You talk to somebody else. All right. There's all the multitasking. It's okay, though. He let us know if he was doing that. So the cards are going down. Yes. And we'll let her know when the reading's
done.
Are you back with us?
Oh yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, listen.
Are you working, Melissa?
No, it's just I had dropped something. But you have my full attention.
Okay. Well, I want you to know that he is making big changes in his life. You are going to hear from him, and you love him.
Yeah.
We love you. He's really trying to protect you. I really think this woman is eyeballing his phone, his computer. She's on him like a hawk. So she's trying to, the laws of where they are. But she may be hoping she can get him for like alienation of affections, which would draw you into the thing. So. You know, we got to all remember, when we first meet people, they are not going to just spill their entire story.
Unless there's something wrong with them. Usually you don't just start spilling stuff, because then you get a little worried, like, whoa, what is wrong with this
person?
Yeah,
if they want to seem they got their life away.
What a normal person does, you try to put your best foot forward. Instead of saying, hey, nice to meet you. I'm going through a divorce. I'm broke as shit. And I lied. I'm a habitual liar. You know, yeah, exactly.
I've been to jail.
Yeah, you know, you name it. I've done everything wrong. And I'm going to continue to do so. Nice to meet you.
And I want you to know that this is a really proactive step on his part, Melissa, because it's out of love for you that he will not give you up to her. Because some men will just, you know, they'll just vomit.
Right.
So
wow.
You're going to have to wait to hear from him. But I want you to know it's backed up by love. He's really sorry that things have to be this way. And there's a card here that means indulgence, overindulgence. Often it relates to drinking. Is he much of a drinker?
He said he has not done that for over 8 years now.
He's wet and dry.
It's been many moons.
Unless he started.
That's what I'm wondering.
Well, you know.
This card doesn't lie.
She wouldn't know because she doesn't have, she's not there every day. So, yeah.
I think you will need to wait until he is free and clear.
Oh, and that makes the most sense.
But I see you here where, Melissa, you got to take care of yourself. Because this could turn into a very grief-filled situation for you. Because you don't know if she's put her horse back. You know, you don't know, is he still with you? Is he ghosting you on purpose? I don't see that. But you better be careful here. Because if he doesn't wind things up in a timely fashion.
Which like a lot of times they do not.
You're going to find somebody else who's right here. Somebody who is truly capable of being there for you. He doesn't have, you know, a business partner / lover / whatever he is. True, part-time shrew.
Yes, always the part-time shrew.
And Melissa, you said once you think she's called into the show.
She did?
You said that. You said her name begins with an O, and you thought she might have called in.
Yeah.
I don't remember somebody. They could have lied about their first name.
They could have lied.
They could have said, my name is John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Right?
Yeah. So I like... a lot of females call over there where they're at. So, I mean, I don't know why she's focusing just on me, because I'm not there in the physical. I'm in the phone. So the kind of, you know, I just want to know if he's going to still continue to help me. It's very important.
Now, I do remember some women in the past with a name that started with O.
Oh.
And they were, and one in particular was asking about an affair. And she may be focused on you because she was asking about you. But he's keeping you on the down low. This guy is not going to give you up for nothing.
We don't have to give anybody up if somebody hacks into your electronic communications.
No.
Emails, texts, or something, somehow they get into it. She would know.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's
could
not going to admit to it.
But she could. She had already might know. She might already know.
What, Melissa?
I think she does. I thought she said.
Because she's downgrading a lot. She has downgraded a lot of psychics and mediums on the web portal. She's reported some. I defend it too. I don't know. I can't say much in the air. So if you can please, if she does call again, it's better that you say that.
Yeah.
There's another man because this man does not really like her. Only using her for the money because he thinks she's all that. Because I know how to keep an eye on it, but she does do that I don't know, but y'all know how to. Just letting you know, keep an eye. I think you have talked to her. She's deceiving. She's a little bit, I think she's psychic, but that's not right because y'all do not play with people at all. May that be clear. Y'all the truth. But this lady here does not. I've caught her and some other stuff, so maybe she knows that I know the truth or she blocks other psychics, but she knows that I know the truth, so that's why she's pissed off.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Yes. We're going to give you your rebel card.
Rebel
now.
Card reading. These are not happiness and sunshine cards, but they have a message. The subject is don't effing force it.
Right.
Allow that stuff to come to you.
And you have to. You know, you will look way too desperate if you start chasing after him.
Bust out the patience card.
Yeah. And you know what?
Do not be desperate. And
this other man is meant to come along, Melissa.
Yep. You may not even think so, believe so, or want to believe so, but the cards right now.
Yeah, I think that there's a big reason for this, and I want you to know he is unattached.
He is baggage-free?
Yes.
Yeah, nobody likes, you know what? Nobody likes baggage.
No. And when people don't, you know...
And especially when people don't need... It's one thing if somebody comes with baggage, but they're actively working to get rid of it in a timely manner. Okay, but that's not a timely manner what's been going on here. This is taking a long
time. Well, one last thing. Are we still communicating because I need his help?
Yes, but not now. Leave it be. You know, that's all you can do. If you reach out... I think it's going to cause him some big trouble. So it'd be best if you don't. And then remember this. When push comes to shove, you know, maybe he is an escape artist and disappears. So we've got to keep that, you know, in our minds.
And thank you so much.
Yeah.
I mean, she actually had to disconnect and reconnect because of the snafu.
Melissa, I've been reading your cards for a very long time. So trust me that I am aware of what you're going through. My heart goes out to you. Sure. Love is love.
And she's a frequent flyer, so she knows she can keep on checking in.
Yes, please
absolutely.
Do, honey.
Yep. Everybody's welcome. In. Everybody's welcome to call on every show.
And take care, okay?
It is Duckerman.
Yeah. Delkelman.
Yes. All right.
What do we got?
What?
I wonder what happened to Lisa.
Maybe she only had a certain window and then
her phone died.
What could have been phone died, or maybe she only had that 30-minute block and then she had to go. That's why she probably banked on being the first caller.
Yeah.
She might have had plans. Maybe she's going to go wrap herself in her shower curtain. I don't know. All right, go ahead.
We are now going to Laura from Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Well, hello there.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a very productive couple of days, so I'm definitely back in the swing of things. And how are you doing?
Nice.
Are you doing well?
I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Real quick.
I wanted...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, real quick, callers, we're going back to you folks. Just hold and
be
patient.
Yeah, don't freak out. We're
they can listen
back.
And enjoy the show. All right, go ahead. Back to Laura.
We're freaking out.
Yeah.
We don't like freaking out.
I would just like a general.
Okay.
The El General.
Well, tell me, how is your, did you go for that test on Christmas Eve?
Oh. And it came back that I've got still 3 bulging discs and a tear in a crack on my spine.
Oh, Lord.
Good God.
Do they have a plan of a plan
of...
I'm
not sure what that means.
Yeah.
I'm not either.
Well, I have a brother-in-law who works for U.S. Steel, and he was always lifting those. They look like big spools, but it's wire.
Okay.
I know, yeah.
And he was always hoisting those and throwing them, like, onto flatbeds and stuff. And he ended up in such a bad situation that he ended up having to go down to the Mayo Clinic, Mayo Hospital in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they did a surgery on his back from the front.
Well, I know a guy that had that done, too.
Yeah.
I know a guy that had something done on his spine, and they went around his throat at work.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, it was a weird thing. He told me about it, but you know what? They came out of it fine. They're just scary sounding.
Yeah, and he had to actually have it done twice. And he was afraid he wasn't going to survive, but, you know, the doctors, well, they said, no, he'll come out of this.
We shall survive.
And then what happened to him, he got hooked on opioids. Big time. They used to give him, like, a great big...
Oh.
Jar full of them. And then, you know, pain management.
God, my doctor doesn't even want me to take regular Tylenol.
Does he condone smoking weed for pain relief?
And even if it did, he knows I've been smoking it since I was 14 and I'm going to be 57, so.
Oh, and so you do it anyways. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't care about people's opinions.
Yeah, right.
Hold up on that, dog.
So... when my brother and I got hooked on that crap, then pain management came in and said, oh, we're cutting him back right now, 25 to 30%. That man suffered. You know, he's hooked. He would do things with those pills. Remember when you've seen him?
Yeah, that's absurd. That's over the top.
And he was.
That's a personality.
Snorting.
That's not everybody does that.
Well, his resistance, or whatever you call it,
if you are on a regular basis, they start, you can take a couple and it doesn't do shit anymore. Yep, I understand. All right, what do you got?
And it is
horrible.
Okay, I'm looking at Laura's getting her cards put up.
Oh, okay.
Here.
All right. The cards are going down, in other words.
Yeah.
So I put a post on her where I said in about what's happening with the dogs, the government, and the natives. They're being dumped up there, and I got called a liar and laughed at by so many people that I had to turn the post off.
Oh, it's too bad Canada doesn't put some laws into effect here.
You got to have freedom of speech, Deb.
You know? It's freedom.
Even if people are lying, unfortunately.
About killing little puppies?
Oh, that. I'm just saying, well, that was on a reservation.
Yeah, well, don't they have to follow the law?
No, they got their own damn laws, Deb. They don't have to follow squat.
Yeah.
They got to follow their laws.
At the beginning of the road, it says, which is right by the hospital, it says, do not enter unless you call us first.
Yeah, no. That they got their own thing.
It went anyways. But,
yeah. Well, let me see what we got here for you.
Yeah.
Well, your man is still there.
Who dat?
And you know what's funny is that the story continues until the time when you actually step into it for real.
Oh,
so this guy is going to really look for a commitment. I mean, as in if you get benefits that would be terminated with marriage, you might just want to have a commitment ceremony so you don't end up losing what you get. But,
I've been married twice. I don't want to get married again.
It's probably a good plan.
Yeah.
You know,
common law is good for me.
Sometimes hat tricks aren't always good, even though they're good in hockey.
What's a hat trick?
But it would be a long time before he would move in with me for sure.
Well, he's going to come and do some work. And I think he's going to kind of blow your mind in the sense of he's going to be talking about stuff about the two of you way before you might be ready for it. But I think this guy is heaven sent. I really do.
Okay.
Okay.
I've never had one of those, so.
No, Evans, well, this one, yeah, could be the third one is the charm.
Maybe.
They're not all bad, but it seems like a lot of the good ones are married.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Well,
I haven't been interested in years in them, so.
There's a woman.
I'm trying to get my own self.
There's a woman in your cards, and I wonder if she's attached to that puppy killing up there or somewhere around it who defames you behind your back. I don't know if you'd even want to know her.
I don't know why somebody would want to defame that.
They don't want her up there poking around.
I'm just saying. But hey, you know what? That's a topic we probably can't even dive into because we'd be there for hours.
Isn't PETA a worldwide organization? But again, it's a reservation.
They can't do squat on that piece of land. No.
Well, okay. So let's put together a team of Navy SEALs, get some Army, what are they called? Under the cover of darkness, we will sneak in and we will get all those puppies and sneak right
in. I drive up there. I don't care.
Yeah. Well,
but I couldn't. It was so snowy and there were so many like dirt roads running off of this small, narrow main road going around the mountain. And I drove for almost an hour up there. And you can't see anything. And the snow was so heavy that there was no way I wanted to go down those hills.
Oh, gosh, imagine.
Oh, yeah, you might never have come out again.
Yeah, the thing is, going
ever.
Down is all right.
That could have been your little snowy graveyard.
Oh,
yeah.
Then they find you.
Well, the snowy graveyard.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, yeah.
Well,
but a lot of people think I look Native. So.
Oh, well, that helps, doesn't it?
Cherokee Nation.
So let me see. Anyway, she's doing some writing about you or calling people. I don't know. She seemed like an ally in your last reading. And I thought it was the woman you had spoken to. As for you, you're still got a wait for this money, but I think it's going to come through for you. I really do. And how is your son doing?
Not good.
I know. I see him. I see him here. So, well, for you, I want to give you that at least your state of mind looks pretty good. And you know, this crusade with the puppies kind of is keeping you occupied mentally. It's too bad. It's too bad we couldn't do something to raise awareness, you know.
I'm not giving up.
Well, don't.
You're right. They got, where's the spray bottle? We got the down in Mission where I used to live about 4 hours from here. They busted a rescue and they confiscated 63 dogs who were locked in cages with urine and poop. And this is supposed to be a rescue.
Oh.
And the SPCA they left 20. And I wrote, this is ridiculous, but this is going to keep happening until you guys do something or somebody does something. And I started getting shit
from people
online for writing that by other people.
From there? People from there? Or just in...
No, the people that were writing on that post that the SPCA posted.
That doesn't make any sense.
It can be a really uphill, hard challenge when you're trying to go against public opinion.
Yeah, that's...
Well, it got me down for the last week and a bit, and then I thought, you know what? No, I'm not going to let it get me down because I'm going to wait.
That's not the
average
public opinion.
I'm going to face harder than that when I get right into it again.
That's not the public opinion. That's a few jackwads that are...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not the norm. Normal public opinion does not feel that way.
I don't understand a human being that can treat an innocent animal and have it live in squalor like that.
Yep.
When... Yep. The word dog spelled backwards is God.
And they're so loyal and
they'll
love you no matter
what. Makes me want to cry. But we support you in your efforts. We wish you could go armed. You know?
Yeah.
Well, don't even go down that road on the reservation either.
No, probably not.
Yeah. Matt, real quick.
Yes.
Your rebel card reading is actually one of the nicer ones.
Wait, hold on a sec. I meant to tell you this and I got sidetracked, Laura. You are going to have your dream of having your own rescue.
Am I?
Yes, it was big time. You already expect, because there's like two designations, don't expect and do expect. You expect that it will happen, and it is going to. And if you do any breathing, you're going to do it properly. You know?
Oh, I don't believe in breathing.
Okay.
No, there's too many that need homes.
Well, make sure you keep them separated.
You got to keep them separated.
Oh, yeah. They'll get fixed right away.
Okay. All right, Jim, go ahead.
Am I allowed?
I think you can be allowed.
Subject of your rebel card reading is you are loved. You're here for a reason. Don't F it up. So you got a mission. Don't screw it up.
I do.
Yep.
So. All right.
I don't know if it's that.
All right, honey, you too. You too. Take care.
Thank you. Thank
you
very much.
Oh, she's a sweetheart. She is.
All right. We're going to try this again. I believe Lisa.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Hallelujah.
You know what, Deb?
What?
Oh, my God. You know what? The cards. I need to ask the cards, what the hell? Every day there's some epic event here with the day.
What kind of events?
Epic.
Oh, what
epic.
Happened?
An epic.
Epic.
What happened since
Jesus.
Last
24 hours? What the hell's happened?
I was calling you guys, and then all of a sudden we were on the phone, he and I talking, and I just got off the phone with him. But prior to that, I've spent all day with him. He was having a meltdown over many different things, and we were outside, and he scared me. He actually scared me. He was talking to me. He said, "Did you get the materials?" And then, because he was going to do some repairs here, and I said, "I can't even talk to you right now. This is scaring me the way you're behaving." And he was having a meltdown over some other stuff, his personal life stuff. He's on the phone trying to solve issues, and I never seen him like that. He's like a maniac. And then later on, I told him, "I can't deal with this. This is too violent. I don't like this at all." And so anyway, we just got off the phone. We solved World War III problems. I wasn't fighting with him. He solved his issues. What do the cards say, though? It's just, I'm very worried about stuff. I'm just very worried about, well, I don't want to keep falling in love with him. And I think I'm worried about me is what I'm thinking. I'm trying to make moves on my own life to protect myself from my feelings from him. And he showed me a side today that was ultra scary. He said, "Look, I'm not violent."
Let me ask you, Lisa, does he have severe mood swings?
I don't know. But he is dealing with something that's huge right now. And he was dealing with major stuff. It was a financial thing. He got that, you know, a bank misrepresented something. He got that solved. And then it's just major, major stuff. And a health issue that is looming over his head, which I feel horrible for him. And so he's dealing with an awful lot. But we talk right now, and I didn't expect him to talk to me right now. And we got things solved between us. But what do the cards say between he and I, and is Lisa going to protect herself and her emotions from him? I'm trying to work on that.
He's got a big financial issue here that I hope he's tackling in a big way, because it's
not looking good in the cards?
No.
Well, not looking good for the home team here in the cards.
But also, I think he gets some bad weed. Because I'm seeing something here pertaining to bad weed. Like, it's not good. It's causing him, you know, they can be lacing that stuff with who knows what.
But it can be, but I mean.
I read recently.
He has a huge health issue that is kind of hereditary. And he's hoping, and we're all hoping, any one of us that know about it for him, he's got this test coming up. You know, his mother died of bladder cancer, and he's going to get stuff checked out. I mean, it's a huge thing that he's dealing with. But, you know, at the same time, we talked a little bit, so I understood a little bit more of his side. And he was here in my house, and I said, look, I can't do violence. I walk away from that. He said, I'm not being violent. But he's got this deep, raspy voice, you know, and it was very scary to hear me, to hear him. Anyway, we got it solved. He things are smoothed out. He solved the problem with the bank, and he locked himself out of the apartment.
So
Well, we have a electronic combo on our doors perspective, and the battery's zoned out. And so we were trying to solve that. It was just a lot of stuff. But he solved everything. Boom, bing. It was just the way he was doing it, though. But he solved everything. And so what did the cards say?
Asking you two questions. You are front and center with him. He is, like, clinging to you. And at the same time, not treating you in the best way. And I'm wondering, is he possibly diabetic? Is he hypoglycemic? You know, because
Well, what he was dealing with today was really, he was dealing with so many things at one time that is over the mountain. Huge. It was huge. And, you know, the bank situation was huge. He got that solved. I was there when the woman finally called him back to solve that for him. It was huge. That was huge. And then what other? I don't know. The list was there. It was a long list. And I was trying to help him. And I said, but you know what? I told him, I don't take violence. I will walk away from this.
Oh, absolutely.
He said,
especially if you raise your hand. Yeah.
No, he didn't do that. He just sounds so angry. And I said, I don't do this. This is not my cup of tea. And he said, I'm not being violent. I'm just being me. And so we were talking about that. Anyway, we hashed it out. It's fine. But
get pissed off with me.
Does he see a doctor or get any, you know, medical care?
Well, for the health issue, yeah.
Well, that, but I mean, I'm just wondering, could he be reacting to medication, if he should be tested to see if he's bipolar? I mean, there's all, it's an entire spectrum of possibilities. I have a son that's hypoglycemic, and he was tested and diagnosed as that, and when he doesn't eat properly, that kid, it's like he's schizophrenic, and he has been very scary. So I had to move back in with us, and I feed him constantly to keep him on an even keel. But, you know, it could be a lot of things. Could it even just be too much stress that's overwhelming him? But he doesn't have to, you know, put you in the crosshairs for it. But I feel the two of you are actually getting closer. And he looks at you as like more than just a friend, like a family member. Does he have much for family?
Well, I don't. He's got lifelong friends, but they're not here. And the way we were talking, because I was trying to talk him down off the ledge, and I was like, you would like a startled animal, you know, that's how I was talking to him. And I said, you know, because he says he admires me, and then I said, well, you admire me, right? He said, yeah. And I said, okay, well, this is how I think about stuff like this. If it were to happen, I'm not lecturing you. And, you know, the cards, okay, so that's all I needed was from the cards.
Yeah, I'm seeing that actually you are very therapeutic for him. And just maintain that boundary that he will not speak to you, you know, in a rude or hurtful way.
But he was saying things to the bank, and I told him, you can't talk to the bank like that.
Yeah, that's not going to work out.
He got it solved. He did get it solved. But I, we talked it over. We hashed.
She's right.
Yeah.
You know, it, when you're pissed off at like those places, you gotta put a limit on how pissed off you get. Otherwise, you start not getting shit done properly.
You have to schmooze them into helping
you.
You
gotta let them know I'm pissed off and I want action.
No,
but you want to start calling them names and threatening them and stuff like that because that doesn't work out.
He didn't do that. But you know, there was something. You know, he just said, you know, I'm gonna come down and yell at you or something. I said, don't say that stuff. Don't.
Well, you're right. That's true. In this day of age, yeah, you don't want to say anything that somebody could take the wrong way. Oh, my God. That's right. I forgot about that.
I am
so
seeing
a card today.
Yeah. I think that you are his closest...
confidant?
Confidant and means of support, emotional support, But I want you to know there is another man now in your cards.
Coming down the road.
Not that Paul guy. This is a different one.
This is somebody she doesn't know, or does she know?
She doesn't know him yet.
Oh, well, then there you go. So you can't even try to figure it out yet.
I really think meeting this other man, and he's a king of spades, which could mean he could be a judge. He could be a police officer. He could be a doctor.
He's a professional.
A scientist, yeah.
He's a professional.
But it's in an analytical type of profession.
So he's not a gigolo.
So he could be definitely a man of science.
Science!
Yeah. he's going to be so awfully good to you, and I just want you to know.
Yeah, baby.
Lisa. You know, the
Bronchka bronch out.
Yeah, well, the neighbor's going to get all worked up over this.
No, yeah, life's a bitch, ain't it, though?
Because he likes you belonging.
Hey, you know what? That's the way the cookie crumbles. If another guy comes along and that's the path you choose, that's the way it works out, dude.
Our Mike on the Facebook says, get yourself a billionaire, Lisa. They are more reliable.
Well, and what's funny is, in a lot of those you don't know about, we were talking about billionaires and chicks. So
the trouble is, men with money tend to be real a-holes.
Shocking.
You know.
That's a real shocking revelation.
They don't have that.
Because they don't have to put up with squat.
No, and they can, you know, kick you to the curb.
They can walk up and just walk up and look like crap, smell like shit, and say, you know, I'm a billionaire. If you don't like me, another chick's going to come on and like me eventually for my money.
And you can put a screen up in your face. Mm-mm. Anyway, the neighbor is going to get worked up. Like, you are his in the sense of you're his.
It's going to be an odd jealousy thing. And there's like the platonic and then the, what do you call it, the cardinal jealousy. So obviously this would be the
cardinal?
Platonic. Cardinal knowledge. No, cardinal knowledge.
Actually, I think.
And they don't have that.
You're going to face a moment. You're going to face a moment where you're going to look at him and have to say, after this man has come along, you're going to say, so what are you going to do? Are you ready to, like, compromise your gayness?
Yeah, but if this guy comes along.
Well, that's it. She'd say, you have nothing to offer me. You're gay.
She would be explaining why she's moved on.
Yeah.
Not, like, challenging him to do something.
Well, I think the challenge will come out. Remember, I keep saying.
If I lined up a replacement, I don't want the person I replaced to have a shot coming back.
Well, here's the thing. He's facing an epiphany. And the epiphany is he's going to realize he loves you more than he loves being gay.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Where's the cards on that? Show me the card that says that.
You know, I hate to hear him. He was begging me the other day when I said, I'm not going anywhere with you anymore. I'm going by myself. And he was saying, don't do that. He said, I won't cramp your style. We can go places together. And it was just tough to hear him.
Sure. Well, there's a lot of feelings involved here. And it almost seems like if you don't go with him, it's like he feels abandoned. You know, he's got emotional deficits, this guy. He's kind of broken. It's probably from his upbringing. and things that have happened to him over the years.
Yeah, we definitely don't. I don't know about it.
He had disappeared for 4 hours, and I thought, he's out there having a great old time, and I'm here. And I thought, you know, I don't owe anyone anything. I can't, you know, what the hell am I doing here like this? And so I said, on my own, I'm flying solo.
He went to go see a buddy.
Well, and first of all,
that was yesterday.
You guys technically are good friends and neighbors, so if he goes and does something for 4 hours, he hasn't disappeared. He's going to go do something.
But I sent him a text, and I was waiting for him to respond, and he didn't respond until 4 hours later, and it upset me because we were supposed to go someplace that I didn't want to go to, and I told him that. And if we had this round back, conversations are always in and out, like a merry-go-round, up and down, in and out, under rocks. You know, it's like, gee, my knees.
When you went to say merry-go-round, I thought you were going to say like a married couple, because that's the kind
that too.
I get of the intimacy between the two of you.
They don't fight enough.
You do need to, yeah.
Yeah, if you're a married couple, you'd be throwing shit at each other. No, I'm just kidding.
And then you know what happens?
You'd make a nice big tater tot casserole and you'd fling it at them.
And then what happens is you two make wild, what would you call it, rabbit.
There would be makeup sex.
Oh, God.
Yeah. There absolutely would be. There absolutely would be.
Stuff the best orgasms are made from.
Yeah. I don't know if I've seen that recipe. No, that must be a simple recipe. And you need one penis, one vagina, one fight.
It gets the juices flowing.
I guess it gets the adrenaline and the heart pumping, the blood's going. The orgasm recipe book. I must get a copy of that book.
I'm so glad I caught you guys. I was like,
I am too.
We were worried that because there was that technical thing, it was you and another person that had called early.
Yeah.
For some reason, couldn't talk to us. And then you both disconnected.
Yeah.
You came back right away on Skype,
no,
and then you didn't. And we thought there was shoot, we're gonna miss her tonight.
Oh yeah.
But you did not disappoint.
It's
called us back.
All day marathon.
It is what it is, though.
And I still am rooting for him finding that the love of a good woman is way better than a hairy ass.
You know, that is the insulting to me, guys.
Or beard on beard. I can't even imagine that. I don't know.
I can't either, but it's a two-way street. Some of them can't even imagine why we like the opposite sex. It's a DNA thing. It is a DNA thing.
Yeah.
And we just, neither of us really understand each other. We just peacefully coexist, you know. It is what it is.
Well,
a
guy can kiss and leave a what do they call that? A burn on your face?
Hickey.
Your beard? How
does
two men do that?
Burn,
whisker burn.
The whisker burn.
Other.
You kissed?
Yeah.
The whisker burn. Stubble when they have the 5 o'clock shadow stubble burn.
When you do a big makeout session, you get whisker burn.
And then you can get that whisker burn between your thighs. Brown chicka brown cow.
Well, when two Flintstones with whisker burns are kissing each other, that must be a horrible whisker burn.
You can get 3rd-degree whisker burn on the inside of your thighs, but then that means you had a good night.
But wouldn't it be everywhere down there too?
No, your face is right here touching the thigh. Should I draw a picture, Deb? Shall I draw you a picture of a man giving a woman oral sex? We don't have to demonstrate where the chaff would be. Shall I do so?
I think I'm good.
I bet she's good. I could draw some pictures, but it would look like a 5-year-old. I'm not a good. I'm like the worst artist ever known to mankind.
I've never had that kind of whisker burn. I'm not really into beards though, so.
It's stubble.
Oh, you mean when they have
like a guy could
5 o'clock shadow?
Typically not a beard because that usually won't do it. It's
stubble. It's like a two-day stubble or something.
You know, we're talking about a very tender region on a woman's
on
body.
On any person, inside of anybody's eyes, or even a guy, that's a tender area because it never sees.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And women that use a vibrator a lot, they are somewhat like unaffected. I mean, they got to be treated really rough down there. Brrr. Where women like me that don't like the intensity of a vibrator. So I have to be treated very, very sensitively and gently.
Every person is different on what they like. Everybody marches to the beat of their own drum. You know, let's get all cliche.
So you got me so interested that I wish I was a journalist still and could interview him for a story, if only because I'm just so curious.
Yeah. I don't know how that would go, though, if you interviewed him.
Yeah.
You couldn't really.
I don't know.
Confidence of her, you couldn't ask a lot of questions about what she's talked about because that wouldn't be right. So I don't think that interview would go good. But anyway.
One last thought, Lisa. He could teach us how to properly give a BJ. That's all I'm saying.
When you say us.
I've never had any complaints is all I'm saying.
Well, first of all, there's like three different things we could throw out there. First of all, when you say us, I don't want to know how to give that. So
no,
I do not need to be.
I meant us women collectively.
Thank you.
A lot of these women, they do not know how to do this.
Well.
That it's rough.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what?
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
I look at, typically, there are some pizzas that you want to write home about, and there's some pizzas like, yeah, you know what? It's still pizza and it's good. So if you get, like, the best one ever or not the best one, it's like, well, you know, it is what it is. You know?
I guess you're right, but I think I have higher standards than that.
Well, I mean, of course, and kudos to people that want to have the high standard. I'm just saying.
And Lisa says she's got good references on that.
She said, no, she said she hasn't had.
Right.
Don't start putting words in her mouth.
I'm in the Hall of Fame. I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Whoa.
Hey.
Wait a minute. I'm going to Google blowjob Hall of Fame. Let me Google that real quick.
Well, then you should go classes.
Go to any of those.
You know what you said?
Bars.
You know, here's what they say, though. Here, let's talk about this.
Oh,
they say,
okay.
let's think about this. They say the best woman to get oral sex is going to be from the woman because they have
absolutely.
The same part. So it's probably the same with guys.
They have. That's why I like going to a lady gynecologist.
So I'm thinking as good as you think you are as a woman.
She's a better mechanic than a guy would be.
As good as you think you are as a woman dealing with all sexes. Probably a guy can outdo you because he owns the equipment.
Oh, my God.
I think. That's my logic, but I don't ever want to know that. But that's just my logic.
See, you wade in so far, Jim, and then you go running right out.
No, I don't go running out. I'm just throwing, here's the thing. And then after that, I got nothing because I haven't been down that road. I'm just saying, I think this, but then I have to bail out and back up.
Well, I'll tell you, in a dark room, if some guy crept in and he was doing oral
Why would you throw these scenarios out there?
Because you would enjoy it and react to it, and when the light got turned on, you'd be shocked.
Okay, so what? So what is the point of that? What was the point of that whole scenario?
It was simply an observation.
Okay. And I bet that's not entirely true. I bet that's not entirely true. Because there are some features. There's different things about a woman and a guy.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm just saying. Not that I
don't know.
If you touch a person's hair, faces, you're going to make some. If you just sit there and don't touch, you know, okay. Now we're going down some kind of crappy, shitty-ass XXX road that is more like being on one of those porn sites than on Blog Talk Radio. But, you know. It is what it is. Let's transition to the Rebel Card reading. We'll move on to our next caller.
See, we love this.
And then Lisa shall call us tomorrow.
You hate to love it, but you love it. And that's why you were missing.
I know.
being on the show.
Well, back it up. What do you mean? Why did
you
think
know, He did tell me. He said, I do love having you in my life. And I just, no, you didn't say it. He said, I do love having you. And I'm so glad I have you. And so, like, I'm like, oh, God, don't let me fall more.
Lisa, he means
he, but you got to step, like Osprey said, you got to keep him separated. He loves you, but it doesn't mean he wants to go romping in freaking the haystack with you. That's the only problem.
Well, people are capable of change.
Well, maybe he doesn't want to change. Is that a bad thing?
It isn't. No, absolutely. But I see that he's going to at some point in his life.
Yeah, but what if it's 20 years from now? She doesn't want to wait 20 damn years.
Well, she'll be with someone else.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
So be it. All right.
All right, here we go.
Your RoboCard reading says you are going through some tough shit.
Yeah.
Everyone has their turn. Welcome to yours. Gather your tired ass up and handle it. So you, like, right now, bad things are happening, but it's time to suck it up a little bit and don't run. Don't run from the problem. Suck it up and see what happens. Don't run away. Don't move. Don't do all that pack up and move stuff is what I'm seeing.
That's what I think.
Brave it out. Nothing really bad is going to happen at the end of this. No matter the worst thing that happens is not that bad when you
she
think about it.
Gets her heart broken.
A little bit broken, but you got to see another guy.
Exactly, Deb.
But
exactly.
There's another guy coming.
At least I don't see that happening.
Exactly.
She doesn't see it.
Deb got it.
Guy on the horizon.
Yeah, you're going to choose another man to be with.
So you won't get, your heart will not be shattered because there's going to be somebody rocking and rolling in.
And he might come in like a sitcom. Your neighbor, when the guy is gone, he could come rolling in your apartment and say, okay, get your clothes off. We're doing it right now.
It could be somebody that's moving into a new place nearby. It could be somebody you bump into at a store.
It's going to come.
And you guys are like,
it's going to come.
You guys are going to, so to speak, you're going to crash into each other and be like, wow.
Well, at least it's good to know that she's got an option coming.
I like the phrase, it's going to come. You know, I like that phrase.
Is it going to come?
Bada bing, bada bang. Yes, indeed. You can spell it with four letters. You can spell it with three, but it sounds the same. All right.
All righty.
Hey, we're going to be here Saturday night, of course, because Saturday night's all right for us, but yes, indeed.
Well, we'll see what other epic journey we've got going on.
Yes.
You would disappoint us if you did not have one.
I know. It seems like guys are on a roll.
We were saddened when you disconnected and you called back right away.
Oh, my God. I was sad. You know, I even thought,
yep.
No, let's go ahead. Finish that one. All right. Well, Lisa, we're going to do one more.
We're going to do another blog talk. We have another caller that's been holding great patience
for
many moons.
Okay.
And you held for a long time and then came back, and we appreciate that.
Yes.
We shall be on tomorrow night. Saturday night's always a must.
You know, Lisa, I think all of us are addicted to you.
Oh, Mike, the UK. He loves her.
He loves her?
Oh, yeah. What did Mike say about her? She's in the UK. He said, love Lisa, he said.
Then he
came
go to Arizona.
Well, he's in the UK.
You
make it sound like, yeah. Just get out, take the bus, and go down the street, and then you'll be in Arizona in the company.
He's got a passport. He's been to New York.
I got a passport, too. Doesn't mean I got the goddamn money to fly to Australia, Deb.
These guys are
funny. God. He kills me. All right.
Thank you very much.
Good night and sleep tight when it's time for you.
Yeah, that's right. It's only after 5:30 there.
Just remember, laughter is good for the soul.
It is. And she always, no matter how bad she feels, she gets out some laughs.
Yes, she does.
And that'll keep you from going nuts.
Yes.
That'll keep you from becoming a female black widow serial killer. So that's a good thing. Yes, you must laugh so you don't take aggressions out with a good time.
We'll look for you tomorrow.
Yes.
We shall be here again.
All right, bye-bye now.
We'll see you.
Alrighty. Mike
nice,
said, I know
is...
forensic psychiatry, Lisa. Now, remember, this is a delay, so
yeah.
We don't know exactly when he said that as far as what we were talking about. What are you looking at? I just told you what he said.
Oh.
You didn't believe me?
No, but I was trying to figure out in context
I know
of what.
Well, you can't context here and then talk. The talk's not going to be here. That's the problem.
Maybe
here.
He's talking about, you know, that's what Ducky is on NCIS.
He is, but why would Ducky come into play when we're talking about Lisa? We were talking about orgasms and
maybe
sex, and why would Ducky come in there
maybe
with
Mike
forensics?
Is saying that he could help to dissect this man's mind and help her to better understand why these are epic moments in her life. I mean, like Ducky, he would do a personality profile
well,
on these dead guys.
Well, because he had that background.
Yeah, and he came from England, too.
I believe it was Scotland, to be specific. But, you know, it's UK.
Yeah. Well, let's do this last caller, who has waited so patiently for
us. Very patiently. We are going to area code 646, which tells me it's in New York. 646, are you here?
You have the patience of Job if you are here with us.
And where did that phrase come from? What did Brett have to do? No, what was he waiting for? I remember that.
I don't remember in the Bible.
Nah, then you shouldn't use the
but
phrase.
But they say that. So who are we speaking to?
This is Jen.
Go ahead.
Jen!
That's right. Her phone number calls in from crazy places.
Are you still stateside?
She's been at Facebook forever. She's a very patient woman.
Yes, same. I am here, and yes, I have more patience than God.
You do have some serious patience.
You really
I will
do.
Tell you that. I will give you that.
Wow, that's a gift.
Well, you know, your show is interesting. It's always entertaining for me, so it's totally fine. It's a pleasure, so thank you.
So what's on your mind this evening, young lady?
What is on your mind?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things on my mind. Let's see. Can we just revisit the crypto scenario?
Yeah.
I have an update, and it turned out it was a scam. I just want to see if the odds are positive for getting my funds recovered, or at least part of it.
Was the guy you were using as an advisor? He was a scammer.
Yeah.
Now see, he was so good I couldn't even pick him up in the cards. So good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's how it is. I mean, unless he comes back, there could be a miracle where maybe he, I don't know, but the website was taken down. So
yeah.
Let me ask you,
where have these transactions been taking place? In the U.S. or in Dubai?
Well, see, it's really tough to know because online these guys could be anywhere, right? So he proclaimed he was an analyst from America. But, again, if it's fraudulent, he's fraudulent. So it's just a big lesson not to do, you know, these kind of things if you don't know the people personally. So hopefully people can.
You're right. It is a great
lesson.
Well,
bear in mind, Jen, I got stung out of $85,000.
And the biggest thing that I think.
Oh,
that,
shit.
The biggest thing in that we, but it's hard to get them is to have references.
Yeah, or go to like Checkmate or something like that where you will find out his history.
Yeah.
As a professional, et cetera. My mother almost married a guy. He passed away before they could do it. But my sister ran a check on him online and found out.
After he got dead.
We never told my mother. But that man was a Marine years and years ago. And when he came home, he shot his wife in the head because she put the wrong macaroni in the food.
You know, that pisses me off too, but I don't think I'm good. I don't bring out a gun, though.
It's definitely not a safe world that you live in. I mean, it's your family, right? You just don't know anymore who you can trust, unfortunately. It's really, really bad. And even I'm trying to get these recovered. And I have false emails coming from a legit, like, FBI agency company recommended, but it's a false email. And thank God I caught it, and I caught it. I sent it over to the company. I was like, these guys are using your email saying that they're your company. And they were, you know, so it's like, it's really scary what's happening.
About her crypto. Jen, you should file with Interpol also. Okay, like you can do the FBI website.
Yes.
And there's another
I
one called...
I have an agent coming over next week to sit with me. It's a, yeah, so hopefully, I just don't know. It's tough to see, you know. I don't know. If, maybe I'm not allowed to ask these financial questions, but I just thought I would ask.
Yeah, is that man with the FBI?
Are you sure he's with the FBI? And are you? I hope you're not going to be alone.
Right. Well,
You know what? Nowadays, assume the worst. If you're a woman, please assume the worst. Always assume the worst if you're a woman nowadays or a young child.
Well,
assume
that's
the worst
true.
With
but
everybody.
It is a woman, so unless she, you know.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's a woman online. Okay, whatever. Go ahead.
I get that there is a possibility, strong possibility, you'll recover your funds. All right.
Okay, well, that must be stateside then.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of, you know, insight here, except the one that I think is really, they're doing a lot of sting operations on this. You were likely in Dubai, for instance. They did a 20-some million dollar sting of a scammers organization. And I sure hope that man that took my money, oh, I was like, please let him be in that bunch. And they all went to prison. And they were recovering money, and they were redistributing. I never got any. So.
Because monies get spent, though.
Yeah.
There's not going to be 100% recovery of money on a long-term scanner.
Some of those people, of course, Dubai.
Well, everything that you could to try to get yours back with the FBI and all that? Or...
I filed everywhere. Uh-huh. I've got the pictures on, I think it's called reportascam.com. We think he had to stop using the name he was using. He claimed he was a businessman from Denmark, blah, blah, blah. And
they'll just reinvent themselves as a different scam.
Yeah, and I turned them in on Facebook for being a fraud.
Yep.
And LinkedIn.
Perpetrating fraud. You did your good deed to prevent other people, which is great, but it just sucks that there's no justice for innocent
you
people.
Live and learn. The University of Life is an expensive university.
Well,
yes,
I still believe that somehow,
maybe we don't get paid back by these people, but there's something else coming in which you get your funds times 10. You never know. You know, like,
That's a very good way. That's a good way to look at it.
Or the karma thing.
Yeah.
I have to try, because otherwise, you know, then you get just depressed and sad and angry about it. So it's like,
I agree with you. And it's just money. You know,
yeah, that's right.
Not like blood.
It
or
isn't.
A child.
Right, but I don't think so. Yeah.
If there's anything else that you might see in their cards, like just for, I don't know, like anything else?
Anything else?
That you might pick up?
All right,
anything else? What else do you see?
Everything else. This isn't going to sit real well with you for a while, Jen, so be prepared. You'll get over it, but it really, to be scammed, to be, you know, conned. It's like, well, Jim, I remember when your car got broken into many years ago and they ripped out your stereo system.
And I was underway. I was in the Navy underway, so I didn't know about
and
that.
And we were all devastated. It was like your car had been raped. You know, they've had everything.
Yeah.
They were more upset than I was.
Yeah.
She told me about it. I was like, I don't get attached to things like that. But, you know. They felt bad for me, and I like that. I appreciated that.
The thing we did before he returned from out at sea is I took up a collection at my workplace. and everybody put money in. And I was able to go out and get his stereo repurchase.
Almost 100%.
Yeah.
The exact same one. And I was like, you know, I don't. Some guys are different. I don't get attached to things like that.
I think, Jen, you're going to find the angle. And, you know, these are romance scams that a lot of them play.
Love is in the air.
They play our emotions, on our vulnerability. I think you're going to find a really good angle pertaining to how your work centers on empowering women. I think you're going to find there's a whole lot of us that have been used and abused this way. And you'll get your money back. Maybe, like you said, not from the original way, but from another way. All right, Jen, we got to give you your card. All right.
Quickly.
Okay.
Yeah!
And this is probably the best thing that everybody should do. You need a good effing cry.
Yeah.
Get the ugly crown, let all that stuff go, and your soul will thank you. So if something bad happened, just get it out of your system and move on. You can't cry over that spilled milk for the rest of your life. Can I do it?
Took me months, remember?
Shit happened.
Oh, I did. I cried for months.
Unless you have the ability to turn back time, you have to let it go. You got to do it.
Well,
say, you know what?
Yeah,
the best thing you can do is say, I want to do it again, and then everything's
good. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Jen, and please call us again.
Yes.
You know, before you go back over.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'd love that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's always nice to hear, you know, with you guys.
Well,
thank you.
She came in the show pretty early. So.
Yeah. And
she's a very, very patient woman.
My heart just said, don't leave this one hanging.
I'm fine with it. No, I mean, yeah, they had been there for a long time. Real quick, before we say adios, we got a little bit of time. It's Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of superstition and whatever. We don't want to get into history, but we want to remind everybody some significant things that have happened in history.
Absolutely.
Real thing, which is, I remember this, but I didn't realize it. There was a whole bunch of terrorist attacks in Paris.
Yeah, I don't really remember.
7-8 years ago. I do remember a lot of crazy crap was going on. People were freaking out about it. It was like, and then a lot of it ended, but it was really bad. I mean, there was a lot of killings. Remember when that thing ran aground? Yep. The cruise ship.
Yes. The Costa Concordia.
Yep.
Was that on Friday the 13th?
Yes, it was. 32 passengers died when it ran aground. And remember the captain said, oh, he left before everybody else got off.
He
wasn't the last person
off.
To leave.
That's right. He ended up, I think, doing some time.
Yes. And the thing is, it's in Italy, this is what's funny, is they consider Friday the 17th bad luck, not
really?
The 13th. So they're like, ah, that's bullshit. There's a couple of my favorites. Not favorites like, yay, favorites like, holy crap. The big one of them was, remember in the 70s, the airplane that was going from Uruguay
rugby
to Chile, and there was I don't think they weren't the only people on the plane, but there was a rugby team that was going to Chile, and it crashed in the Andes.
And they had to eat the dead.
And they
people.
Were there for like 2.5 months or whatever, and they got to the point where they had to eat dead people's flesh. They had to survive.
I know. I remember the controversy. Over all of that.
Well, yeah. And remember when they first, because it was, oh my God, they started interviewing these people. Hey, how did you survive? And they were kind of like, well, you know, they didn't want to talk about what they had to do. Because it was like a lot of these people had struggled.
Well, there was a mother and a sister that were
That guy, they never touched him.
What guy?
His mother and sister. He was they never actually took flesh from those two people. Yeah, they said no because he made no, he said. And they're like, yeah, we respect that. Yeah.
That's one movie I've always used when I am feeling like I'm really down in the dumps, feeling sorry for myself.
Yeah,
I had a recording of it. Yeah, look at
there's
that.
There's an actual real picture they took while they were there waiting.
And I would put that on and I'd tell you, I thought that is the worst. Try and live through. Okay, what else?
And that was the night before their final rescue, that picture.
Oh. Well, they look pretty healthy.
I think they must have got some word that it was coming. So they're like, well, pretty fucking happy. So anyway, yes. And another big one was for the UK folks who probably, I don't know if they know or not about it. There was an air raid where bombs actually hit Buckingham Palace during World War II. And I was like, it doesn't sound like a big deal, but it's a big deal, you know. But.
And then tell the best one, the good one.
Oh, well,
you already
told that already. Yeah. It was symbolic.
Yeah.
That the Olympics returned to Greece and where it originally started. The first Olympics were in 1896 in Athens, Greece. And I don't know why it never went back before, but it went back finally.
On
Friday the 13th, like, I don't know what it was, 20,
I didn't really
years
think
ago.
About it all day.
Well, the reason I did it because when I go to work, I put on a local radio show, and they were talking about telling stories and stuff. That's all. That is all.
Well,
all right,
oh,
folks.
My goodness, look at how late.
But it's late.
Thank you all for joining us. Have a good tomorrow. Take care, everybody. Lots of love.